And I had a bathing suit like that. And I remember I got the tan lines from it. And when I took my bottoms off, I like looked at myself in the mirror and it looked like I was wearing a diaper. Oh.
Hey, gang. Welcome to the...
Rod's looking at his phone. He doesn't care about this.
I do. And you wonder...
People are like, why are you ending this? I get exactly. DMs every day. Rod doesn't care about
exactly.
it.
I was just...
What, Rod?
I just had to text somebody.
You were just
somebody,
looking at the internet?
No, I was just texting somebody. Well, you know what really
you know. You were texting one of your OnlyFans girls?
No, I was texting my girlfriend, Darcy.
Rod
Does
was
Darcy
right?
know
I
about all
this.
The OnlyFans
I know,
girls?
I know you said this.
What?
But you were like joking. Rod was like, are we really doing an intro for the podcast? And I go, Rod, what do you think our podcast, how long have you been doing this?
No, I thought now, we did kind of an intro in,
say,
you're sick
in
of
the
doing
interview.
It.
No, I'm
saying.
Not sick of doing
you
it.
You hate doing it. You know, Rod, you hate doing this podcast.
I like doing
this
the
is an intervention. This is an intervention for Rod, and surprisingly, it's not about sexual stuff.
It's about just his hatred for us as guys. And it's a hatred for the podcast.
You guys are my guys. I love my guys.
Mm. And don't act like it.
You ever go
like
to the casino
to the
and you have the feeling that Rod's like, okay, I'm ready to go home now.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like when he does the podcast.
Me too, Clay. We're on the same side. Rod's not on our
exactly.
side.
And that's center left.
Because we grew up together.
They grew up together and I only met them... I don't know, 15 years ago.
We grew up together. Me and Clay grew up together. Rod's a stranger.
We've been doing this, our new handshake, for a long time now.
They've been doing that since I've known
this
them.
This is a handshake that you could only do with your best friend, not a stranger like Rod.
Can I try?
Too slow.
Clay?
Watch it. As we're doing some visual gags, gang. For everyone who's listening, doesn't want to pay the $10.
Think about the first time somebody came up with that. Hey, down low. Ooh. Too slow.
Yeah.
That is like a life changing moment. The first time that happens.
The first time that happens to me, I was like, going in for the handshake. Then he starts doing this hair thing. And I think to myself, one day I will wake up and my mission for that day will be to kill you.
If someone
and
did
I
that.
Will make sure it'll be slow
and painful.
Uh-huh. Imagine you going into a meeting and someone doing that to you.
Oof. That'd be awesome. I mean, you're immediately the boss.
Yep.
Soon as
dude, we should. Whenever we go to general meetings, we should do that to the people that are having us there, just to show dominance.
Yeah.
And then they would. Then instead of they saying, "Oh, I think that should be a show," we say, "Oh, our idea. I think that should be a show, and you should carve out time."
Yeah.
And because we big dogged them,
because
mm-hmm.
you embarrassed them, you made them feel
we
like
go
shit.
We go, David Zucker. What's his name?
David Zucker.
From David
Zucker
Zasloff?
Brothers.
David Zasloff, hey man,
hey, down nice. Low.
David Zasloff, down low, too slow. Oh. What do you got for me, bitch? What do you got for me?
Is he the one that's canning these movies?
Yeah.
Is he HBO or yeah. Warner Brothers or?
He's the Warner Brothers guy.
Yeah, he's tossing movies tax write-off style, and he's also putting shows that were made for Max on different little networks to try to get some revenue back through ads.
Yeah.
It's all bleak. It's
and
bad.
He's taking out shows like 12 Ounce Mouse or whatever that fucking show is off of Adult Swim.
Oh, my God.
Section.
If I can't watch 12 Ounce Mouse.
So what do you. You don't want to foot the bill for 12 Ounce Mouse anymore?
I don't know what that is. As long as they're not taking Smiling Friends away.
Exactly.
Show's great.
Remember. Rod, did you ever watch that show, 12 Ounce Mouse?
I have no idea what that is. Never even heard
it's
of it.
It's an Adult Swim show from the time of when we were actively watching Adult Swim.
Yeah, when
we
like watched Adult kids? Swim all the time.
Yeah, it was like during...
Maybe like young adults.
At the peak of probably...
Tim and Eric?
Like Tim and Eric.
A little before Tim and Eric, I feel like. But anyway, gang, I don't know my Adult Swim history that much. I have never seen an episode 12 Ounce Mouse. Or I don't even know if I got the name
I know
right.
It exists, and I remember
but I did
not
see
yet.
Recently that they were taking that off of Max. And so I'm like, Zasloff, you're up to your old tricks.
What's the plan here with showbiz? It's like people clearly, it's very clear that people want movies in theaters and they want to see them. And that also movies that go to movie theaters do way better than movies that just go to streaming. Movies right. that go to theaters and then streaming. Mm-hmm. It's like people would rather see most movies in the theater.
I will say this, even for movies like The Civil Dead, it's doing just as well or whatever in theaters than it did anywhere else, even though I haven't seen any updated numbers.
Right.
But at the time, theaters were...
Theaters is what made us make our money back on that movie.
On paper, yeah.
Well, one day you'll make money from the movie.
Well, no, I mean...
Fingers crossed.
Money back as far as our budget was
me,
made
me
back.
And Witt are still in the hole of this fucking project. And Witt's more than me, but...
Music costs a lot of money.
Yeah. I paid for one song in the whole movie. that dug a hole in my bank account. I'll tell you that much now.
We use one of my mom's songs in the movie, which is basically a demo tape that I found from 1984.
Yeah, you have the rights. You know.
I have the rights because nobody else knows that it even exists. But that is just fucking me with my like publishing. That I keep getting an email saying that I have illegally registered music.
Yeah.
Unregistered, all this shit, and then I try to contest it or something. This shit is so fucking complicated. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Go find my mom's bass player from 1984 somewhere in Birmingham, probably living in a hole. Ask him if he can sign this shit off.
Wait, you see Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, Bugs Bunny crawls around a hole, eats a carrot. Imagine if being a bunny and seeing a full carrot with a little green up the back. That's good.
Bugs
be awesome.
Bunny was in.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I say something? Can I have the fucking floor
you
for
have the
two
floor.
Seconds?
Hit me.
Disney released an AI image, and it took the internet by storm. And it was depicting a Thanksgiving dinner with Mickey and the entire gang.
Yeah.
Everyone Disney's there from the core group. I'm
Pluto.
Not talking about, And let me say something.
What?
And this is, I don't, if the woke mob wants to come after me, have at it. But I'm going to say what I believe. Mickey Mouse's dog has a bone on the table.
Yeah.
That's what he's eating. He's eating the bone.
Yeah, okay.
Across from him is the other.
Goofy
dog.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is his bone?
Is he eating anything?
He's also a dog.
Well, Goof.
He eats bone.
No, Goofy's civilized.
Goofy, they've changed it. Goofy is a goof now.
What?
What?
Yeah, Goofy is a goof. Do you guys not you guys don't
and
know
this
about
is,
this?
And this is the woke America you want? You feel comfortable living
Goofy's
in?
A goof?
No, Goofy's a dog.
Goofy's a goof now.
So what's, what's fucking, what's the duck?
He's still a duck.
What's his name?
Donald.
What's Donald? A Donald?
What is he, dog fluid now?
I'm telling you, he's a duck. Joke. Donald Duck.
No, he's a Donald. Isn't it Goofy Dog?
Yes, it's a Goofy Dog. Not Goofy Goof. Sounds like you have a stutter.
No, it is actually Goofy Goof.
It is?
Yeah.
Ugh. Rod, are you this jacking us?
Yeah, his son's name is Max Goof.
No, I do kind of like that. It kind of reminds me of Maximum Goof. But also, I don't like it because he's not a goof. He's a fucking angsty teen.
He's pretty cool, though.
He is pretty cool.
He could do a kickflip, I think.
He can do a lot more than that. He can do all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
And he sings beautifully. I mean, the fact that we got to grow up with the Goofy movies, I mean, I feel so blessed.
Exactly.
That's because you're a 90s kid.
I'm a late 2000s kid, but I knew about Goofy movie.
We're early aughties.
Are we 90s kids?
Yeah, we are 90s kids, yeah.
I just feel culturally most of the stuff I like as a kid liked was from the 2000s.
No, we liked the 90s stuff.
Like what?
Like we Ren and Stimpy?
I guess when we were little kids, we were watching cartoons.
ABC on Friday night.
Oh, what's it called?
TGIF,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, being a little
and then
kid,
switching
yeah.
from that to SNCC. Wait, no, wait, what's the other one?
SNCC was Saturday Nick.
Saturday. Then you're putting mark it on SNCC. Your calendar. Yeah. SNCC.
When I think of 90s kids, I think more of my brother.
I'm thinking of Nick.
Where like everything was laid out for him. Like his personality, all of it was in the 90s.
Right.
And then he went into adulthood in the 2000s. I feel that
when they say 90s kids, they mean actual kids. They're not like when I'm a 90s kid, I'm like that I'm a teenager in the 90s. No, that means you're an 80s kid.
I don't know. In my mind, I think the
when people say 90s
you were born in the 80s.
I was
most of your
I
kids
was born in the late 90s, but I in my mind I think
Because you were a teen for most of the aughts.
I was a teen. Yeah, yeah. I was a 10 in 2000. No, I was 11. Huh. So, fuck.
Yeah, you were a 90s
guess.
Kid.
We're right there in the middle, I guess.
I'm a 90s kid.
90s kid.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Say you're a 90s kid right now. Say it.
Wit, say it.
Say it.
Not one.
Say you're a 90s kid.
You're not a 2000 kid.
When I think of my childhood, I think of Jackass.
That's pretty old, dude. I'm thinking of Ren Stimpy. I think of the Angry Beavers.
Watching Rugrats.
Watching Rugrats. We got a fucking Rugrats. All right, so I will say our friend Brooks. We can let him have his store his boogie boards here.
He has three,
and he does have three of them, which is like adults don't boogie board. They know how to body surf. in return, he gave us an original cell of Rugrats, and I will say I've never felt more underwhelmed by owning it. If someone said, "Hey, someone came in here and stole the Rugrats cells," I would go, "Okay,
yeah."
And that's coming from a legit '90s kids. '90s kid.
I'm not a '90s kid. So you're telling me your childhood ends...
People who are aughts kids are people that have fond memories of watching like Minecraft videos on YouTube.
Oh, okay. All right, if that's the case, then I'm a 90s kid.
Yeah. Their formative years was watching... I'm wrong about that. Their formative years was watching Fred. Like, they're like, I remember being 6 years old and watching Fred on YouTube.
I remember watching Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah. I got you. I mean, we were watching Fred, but we were adults at that point.
Yeah, we were laughing our fucking heads off.
We were. Remember the first time we saw a Fred video? Dear God. Couldn't believe it. How'd that kid think of that?
Yeah.
But, so, elementary school I would say
when we watched Fred videos, we were like, this is Broken Side level cringe, and only 90s kids can say that
because
they are old enough to understand those references.
Broken Side. Yeah. Okay, well, we have a great guest on the podcast today. It's our friend Greta Teitelman. Here that part of the podcast comes. We're here with Greta Teitelman, a dear friend, a returning... Well, she was on American Arts and Culture Review.
I was.
And basically 2012.
What movie did we talk about?
No idea. I don't know.
That was like really hard for me that we used to do those movies. I'd have to go watch a movie every...
Well, we wouldn't watch movies all the time anyway.
Yeah, but a lot of times y'all had never seen the movie. Because we were in a huge fight for like two straight years where you said... I'm never going to watch a movie
because
with you
again. He tried to punch you during the intervention, the third or fourth one that we did on him.
Yeah.
Because of
his sex habits.
Yeah.
You think that watching movies is hard?
I do, yeah.
I don't. No.
You want me to do what at 3:30?
Sometimes making the time is hard.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
And I got my schedule's wide open. I just don't.
Right. Yeah. Clay doesn't like leaving his house. Yeah. What about watching a movie at your house, though?
I can't.
What do you mean?
I have a big window behind my where the TV is, so there's the glare is so bad, it's like, why even watch a movie
now? It's pointless.
Yeah.
Ever since I put a TV in a very dark room that's dark all the time, it's made my ability to watch movies, it's gone like way up.
Yeah.
And I can focus on them.
I find it really is about the viewing experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I agree that like when you're watching TV with glare, it's not good.
Nope.
It's not good. And you really can't enjoy the film.
Nope.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie.
What about going to a movie?
Love going to the movies. I was just at the movies.
What did you see?
I absolutely saw the movie Thanksgiving.
Is it scary?
That's spooky.
Was it scary? No. I mean, did you ever see like the original Grindhouse trailer?
Oh, yeah.
So in that trailer, you know, John Carver... fucks a turkey carcass.
Oh.
So I was really hoping that...
Wait, is this adapted from the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no clue. Why don't they advertise that?
Grindhouse was kind of a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think that, like, they want it to be more commercial than, like,
But they don't want a bunch of 30-something-year-old that the only people that know about what that movie is and experienced it.
Yeah.
They don't want to advertise to us?
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, was
so you're saying nobody fucks a turkey?
No.
What the fuck?
You're and just I was sitting there really waiting for the turkey to get fucked?
I was like, someone better be fucking this goddamn turkey.
We're going to see a turkey get fucked.
Yeah, I wanted to see a turkey get fucked. I wanted to see the turkey that got pardoned get fucked, you know? But no, there was no turkey fucking. But I will say they use practical effects in the movie, which is like a real sweet spot for me. I love practical effects in horror movies. I think it's so fun and stupid. And I love it when like, I love it when the intestines look like hot dog links. Me too. You know, I love it. I think it's so fun. I love it when people get decapitated and it does not look real at all.
And this is why you're excited about the turkey fucking, because you knew it was going to be real.
Exactly, because I knew that was going to be
real. We're
going
to see a real turkey.
Well, how else are you
going
to do it?
Exactly.
Well, you can.
Did you know they had to reshoot the scene in American Pie where he's fucking the pie?
What?
Because originally he was like doing doggy with the pie. And then they said, that's too graphic. You need to be doing missionary with the pie. And
wait,
that's 100% real. Yeah.
How? Walk me through doing what it looks like to do doggy with the pie.
Well, he was standing up in the corner like.
Well, you go around all fours, barking like a dog.
He's like on top of it?
He gets on top of it and humps down.
What I imagine was one arm down, two knees. Like looking like a dog,
yeah,
and then having the hand do all
the
work.
Hand holding it. So he's
that's
really
what I thought. I don't know if that's what happened.
I think that was it.
But that's what happened in that movie Bros. Remember that they were fucking doggy style, and they're like, "This is an X-rated movie," and then they had to have sex missionary. You weren't there during the Q&A. I just realized that
you saw a Q&A
of Bros.
Really, the movie, the Billy Eichner movie.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you end up at a Q&A of that?
It was a DGA screening. Friend was at the DGA, and he was like, "Hey, I'm over here. I want someone to come
it's
and
so
watch this with me."
Clay having to see Judd Apatow produced movies or just movies in general is always like. Because Clay's not going off about those movies, right? Yeah. Other than Superman.
But that is the most interesting thing that they had to... Because someone brought it up. They were like, hey, as someone who's gay, I thought it was weird that you guys were having sex missionary throughout the entire movie.
Right.
And they're like, well, it's an MPAA thing.
Huh. Isn't that weird? What? Hold on. We're not allowed to show people fucking doggy?
I think that might bring you to an R, and I think they wanted a PG-13.
Wait, hold up. But
and they're doing the exact same thing,
but
except for like one has their back to
it's
the
actually
other
way easier to shoot a sex scene doggy and not show that much of your body.
Big time.
Than it is for you to shoot missionary. Because when you're shooting missionary, honey, you got
to
see
has to be up
ass. You need to see side tit. And it's so obvious when, like, they're not willing to actually commit to the sex scene when it's missionary. Doggy, it's like you could be shooting these people separate.
Yeah, and their heads are far away from each other.
Yeah, their heads are really far away.
And they don't have to kiss.
And they don't have to kiss.
Maybe that's what the MPAA is saying. It seems
like
less like they're in love.
Don't they know that people don't kiss when they have sex?
Yeah. I always like to go in for a nice kiss. Thank you. I say.
And you say thank you.
But Clay years ago accidentally saw Knocked Up 4 times in the theater.
What?
Yeah,
what do you mean
we were
accidentally?
We just moved to LA, so everyone wanted to come to LA, and the only movie to see was Knocked Up.
That people wanted to visit us.
Yeah, and they wanted to hang out and see Knocked Up. And
so
I was like,
they were like, I'm in LA. Yeah. Let's do something we can only do in LA, which is go and see Knocked Up.
Well, if you're from
movies.
Alabama,
yeah,
that is the only thing you can do. So I saw Knocked Up. First time I saw it, I go, you know, it's not for me, but, you know, I had a great time with some of my friends. And the fourth time, I was like, I can't do this anymore.
What is your favorite film in the Judd Apatow cinematic universe?
It's got to be Superbad.
Superbad, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
But that's
Greg Mottola.
He just produced it.
Yeah.
He just produced it. And I don't think he even had a hand writing it.
No. I think it's Seth and Evan wrote it.
And that's a clear first.
Well, that movie is like an all-timer.
It's got to be a masterpiece.
Is Pineapple Express a Judd Apatow joint?
That's Seth and Evan and David Gordon Green. But he produced it.
Yeah.
I'm talking Apatow.
Like directed?
Directed.
Yeah. Oh.
Probably Knocked Up.
I think 40-Year-Old Virgin, didn't he do that?
Oh, yeah.
40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up.
Yeah.
I'd say 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Knocked Up for me.
Yeah. Okay, this, you know what? I'm gonna say this is the question 40. On everyone's minds. They're wondering what we're all thinking.
I'm a Larry Sanders man myself.
Yeah. Wait, didn't he write this is 40?
Yeah,
this is 40.
That's your fave?
Oh yeah, big time.
Really? Why?
Because he worked at a, because everyone in there.
Oh, the stakes
very,
of that movie was
rich.
Hilarious.
Everyone is very. The stakes are very low.
It's that he works.
What is the plot of that movie?
He can't decide if he wants to leave the major label thing he works at, or go to
it's
an
like an
indie label.
Of Entourage. The stakes are so low.
I've been watching Entourage recently.
Me too.
Oh,
we were watching it last night.
Yeah, I'm on. What season are you on?
Well, I've seen the whole thing probably 4 times, but right now we're in episode 4 of season 1.
Love that. This is my second rewatch. Mm-hmm. No, I guess this is my third rewatch. Like, I watched it and then I watched it in another time and now I'm watching it like again.
So you watched it live.
Yeah, I watched it live, even though like now it just like hits different because like I live here and like I am working in this industry and some of the shit that they said was going to happen fully ended up happening.
Like
what?
That
they wrote in the show. Like they ended up making like Aquaman movies and mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think a lot of the shit though did not age well. Like when they go to What's-His-Face's pool party when Drama thinks he's getting a part in Rush Hour in season 3.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, I
this
think
is making me want to stop the podcast. Go straight to
dude,
HBO
rewatch
Max.
It. It's like a warm blanket. I think you know that movie Babylon.
Yeah,
I think Entourage did what Babylon was trying to do.
Yeah,
it's about the death of the movie star, and it coincided perfectly with the actual death of the movie star.
Yep.
I don't think it's purposefully about that, but it's like Vincent Chase is sort of like a half talented actor mm-hmm. who's getting all this stuff, making these movies, tries to make prestige movies, never really works out, but he's still just handed, he's still running Hollywood. And then they sort of get hip to it by the end of it, by the end of the show, and people realize he's not a good actor and he's sort of a washed up drug addict or sex addict.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm obsessed with, I want to make like a super cut of people act like doing cocaine acting.
Yeah.
Because like his cocaine acting in that show is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I am, because that's it is at the end of the season or end of the series, like in season 7 or something, where he is like a cokehead.
Yeah, he goes to rehab.
Yeah, he goes to rehab. He's fucking Sasha Gray.
Oh, everyone, wow. she took over the whole.
I went to a party with her once when she was at like peak. I didn't go with her. I was at a party and she was there, and it was like everybody at the whole. It kind of sucked the whole energy out of the room because. She was a star.
I remember
guess.
Her thing was in my head. She was like, "Dude, you know she's a porn star, and she knows who Werner Herzog is."
Yeah,
like, that was like her brand.
Cool. It was like the first porn star who was public with how they were smart.
Yeah,
but now like low key, every porn star is smart.
Yeah,
and like
just
has good taste,
it.
And they're just like, "Yeah, I can fuck, and like it's fine. Yeah. I can make a whole living."
Do you find? I wonder if Adrien Grenier, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
If he would have never done Entourage, would he have gone on to be like a big movie star?
Or a big one?
Well, he was signed up. It was kind of on that trajectory a little bit.
Did he do any movies after Entourage that are of
maybe?
No?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you and
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, he did the Entourage movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That counts.
Which we were in theaters for the first day it came out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
We went. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, part of me feels like he could have had like the Gyllenhaal career.
Yeah.
Because they're like contemporaries. They're both like super handsome in similar ways, but like Gyllenhaal did more like arty emo shit at a younger age,
yep.
And I think Grenier was like this pretty boy, and then I think that Entourage. I mean, that show was fucking huge.
Yeah,
that show was also on for 8 seasons. Like, that's unheard of now.
Bring it back. I want to see what the boys are up to.
See what the boys are. I can watch a movie, Brad Pitt goes on screen, and I'm like, who's this new interesting character? But the guy from Entourage comes up on screen, I go, why is the guy from Entourage in this movie?
What's Vinny Chase doing here?
He doesn't. Yeah. He just sticks out more than big celebrities.
Let fucking Jeremy Piven back into the showbiz. Oh, fucking give him Entourage. Let him just do Entourage. He's not allowed to do anything else.
I would love a show. I think the show that I want to see is the drama show. Like, yeah. Let's just give Johnny Drama a show. I want to know where he's at. I want to know.
He won an Oscar.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Does no one want to see an E show? What's going on?
You got to see what E's up.
What happened to E? Also, what happened to Turtle? Where are they?
E became a director. He directed the John Gotti movie starring John Travolta.
No.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
It was really wild.
Really?
Worth a watch for sure. Yeah, you got to check it out.
Supposed to be really bad, yeah.
Terrible. Are you more inclined to watch something that people says you got to watch it, it's so bad, or you got to watch it, it's so good?
You got to watch it, it's so good.
So good, sure. Yeah.
Really?
Is this how it's turning out where in the TV show, people are playing a certain character that's dumb or smart, and the people that are playing the smart ones in the things are actually dumb in real life? Like, remember that 70s show? Everyone thought Ashton Kutcher was the dumb one that wasn't going to do anything, and now he's like a billionaire because he invested in Uber. And then other guy's in jail now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's in prison.
Yes.
I thought E was going to be like, yo, he's directing a movie? This movie's going to be incredible.
Yeah. No?
Yeah, you're thinking E is going to be like the next, like, Scorsese or something. Mm-mm. And then no.
He's a dumbbell.
He's a dumbbell.
That's true.
So you'll watch a movie that's bad faster than you would a movie that's good?
Yeah.
Why?
Because when people are like, oh my God, this movie's so good, I'm almost like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm almost like, don't tell me what's good.
Yeah.
And then if someone's like, this movie is so bad, it's actually like crazy how bad it is, I want to see it. I'm like, how bad can it be? And then you watch it and then you're like, whoa, that's so fucking bad.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It is very interesting. Sometimes I will recommend a movie to people that I think is really bad because I'm like, it's just fascinating how every choice got made.
Yeah.
If you like break it down, like how did this get made at all?
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the worst movies you've seen recently?
Worst movie I've seen?
I'm really bad. I don't like seeing. Even if people are saying it's so bad it's good, I still won't see it.
Yeah.
What was that one bad movie where the kid solves a crime before he dies, and his mom's a real slacker, and it's the neighbor?
That movie's unwatchable.
Oh, yes.
What? Fuck.
Henry, Book of Henry.
The Book of Henry.
Oh,
yeah.
I have not seen that, but I will now.
You're gonna love
it.
Yes.
I can't wait.
It's so bad.
How is it? It's unwatchable, yet the three of you have all finished it.
Right.
I've seen a video, like a YouTube breaking down the entire, like a YouTube video breaking down the entire plot of the movie, so I feel like I've seen it after
Those Star Wars movies. Those movies are like some of the worst movies I've ever seen.
We saw Annette.
Annette is like, that's a weird...
What's Annette? Yeah. What was Annette?
Annette is a movie with Adam Driver and Marianne Cotillard. And it's a musical about how they have like a baby and the baby's a puppet or something.
Yeah.
What?
This is
crazy.
It's so bad it's good because it's like an art house film. So it's like when you're watching it, you're like, oh, maybe it's so bad because this is like ironic or something.
We have to think about it.
Like,
yeah.
And also it pains us because I really love the director, and so
yeah.
But it is crazy how.
But
wild
we
it
saw
is.
It with a group of friends. Oh wait, no, y'all saw it separately from me.
Yeah,
I saw it with you.
You did.
Yeah,
and then Rod saw it again with me.
Okay, it was just fascinating. It's like, how the fuck. But I know how it's getting made because it's an art house film directed by this prestige director.
And the guys from Sparks made all the music.
The guys, exactly, yeah. And it opens and you think it's going to be really cool.
And Adam Driver's in it. We already said that.
Yeah.
But he plays a stand-up who's sort of doing like...
I'm so out on people like playing stand-ups on... Maybe it's because like we're in that world, but I'm just like, God, it's so... It makes me embarrassed.
It's also a musical.
I mean, the 1-2 punch is just like...
And he gets canceled.
He does get canceled.
Oh, my God. Wait, when is this? Yeah. When is this
anytime there's
he goes
a
off on stage and people are like not into it and he gets canceled.
Why does he get canceled?
I don't remember.
He's too badass.
For being a pervert.
Yeah, probably. He's a pervert.
Taking a note from Rod's book.
Wait, can we talk? I want to know why you're a pervert.
He's just who he is. His choices.
You know
he
about
makes.
Truffle pigs?
Yeah.
He's like that, but for assholes that they don't know that they're a part of any sexual.
Rod's so sniffing around.
With ass.
You see it. You'll see him out in Silver Lake walking home from work. He's
on all fours.
He's going.
You're just searching for a right.
And his close friends are the only ones knowing what he's really looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
They just people see me, they just think I'm sniffing around for pie or whatever.
Yeah, they think you're smelling baked goods.
They say, there's old ripe hole Rod.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Looking for the ripest hole in all of Silver Lake.
Yeah.
So I hope that clears up.
That's there, does that clears it up 100%. Yeah. Because I was kind of wondering, like, at this point in culture, in time, what sort of qualifies...
Right.
One is a pervert, you know?
Right. Everybody's kind of a pervert. It's accepted now to be an absolute perv. And in fact, it's more perverted to be a prude.
Yeah, because if you're a prude, you're a fucking freak.
Yep. I mean, in our hometown, it used to be illegal.
True.
It used to be illegal to wear a thong on the beach.
What?
Yep. My brother's a lifeguard, and this is when we were kids. And he had to, there's all kinds of Brazilian people living in where we're from. And so that was just their, you know, culture. And then my brother would have to go up to him and be like, excuse me, ma'am, I'm really sorry, but you got to cover up. And he said it was the most embarrassing thing in his life because it would be like the most beautiful woman. But now you go back to our hometown, there's a fucking ripe hole running around everywhere for Rod.
You can't go back there. Yeah. You're going to be in trouble if you go back there.
I got to stay out. Yeah, it's dangerous
out
there.
Yeah, you got to stay away.
So now if you see one of those like, a swimsuit that I imagine Zooey Deschanel would have worn in 2007. That's
High waisted, like 1950s.
Still, you see that, you go, that person's a freak.
Well, it's interesting that you say this because I saw a TikTok that someone made. This girl was like, I used to think I was so hot when I wore this bikini when I was like in high school, and it was like a Zooey Deschanel, like 1950s, like pinup, you know, whatever. And I had a bathing suit like that, and I remember I got the tan lines from it, and when I took my bottoms off, I like looked at myself in the mirror, and it looked like I was wearing a diaper. And I was like, I'm never wearing this again. No. Like, it looks, the tan lines are so crazy.
It's terrible.
It's awful, and like hits you in a weird, it's just not good.
I get it. It's like people want their gut to be sucked in. Let it hang out. I let it hang out. It's a better than that swimsuit. Absolutely.
How?
And I've heard Whit say that on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And ma'am. Like,
Whit, you don't know these people.
I say, they need to know.
Let them just do their thing.
They need to know.
As a kid, as kids, the three of you, were your board shorts like capris? Like, were they really long? What was the vibe?
I wanted them to be. If we had that option, it's like, if I could, I had shorts that went down to about here. And because I remember I had to get like ankle socks.
Yeah, yeah.
So that my socks didn't go up under the shorts.
Yeah.
Just to show a little bit of skin.
Because if the socks went under the shorts, then it would appear that you were wearing a short pant.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you were wearing intentional shorts.
But what's funny though is then not much longer later, I would cut my dickies to be my pants to be about the same length anyway. So.
Yeah,
right.
The high
but
waters.
I really felt uncomfortable if anything was above my knee, like short wise.
Always.
Yeah, really? I felt like when I was a kid, just be like right below my knee was how long shorts were.
And what was the fear?
Well, below the knee. Yeah. And this is not PC now, but okay. So, below the knee, you're straight. Above the knee, you're gay. That was high school code.
Yeah.
You know.
That's period. That's what it was.
It made me think of like Boy Scouts or something. Mm-hmm. If you had.
Oh, yeah. You look like kind of a dweeb.
I had to go to Boy Scout camp at one point, and I had the biggest shorts at the camp.
Mm.
I would wear my big brother's
big
bottoms,
shorts,
pants, and jeans, and I had a constant rash behind both of my knees.
These Boy Scouts.
Oh, no. Why? Because they were just huge and they were chafing you?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I'm trying to think what the look was for girl. It was in our school. It was like low rise jeans with no pockets on them, and what were the shoes girls were wearing?
Yeah, no, that's pretty universal. I feel like girls, because like we're all the same age, and like the lowest. I remember the hottest girls were in like the lowest rise pants you could find.
Yeah,
truly the 1-inch zipper. Like it was just like nothing. Like a tiny, like just
a little.
It's just this.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And the shoes. There were girls like at my high school. It depended on what kind of girl you were. Like there were some girls that wore like Etnies that were like skate shoes with like super skinny jeans, low rise.
That was a move.
And when if we and Witt saw that in Alabama, we would faint.
We would fight to the death.
There were some girls that would wear like Dunks.
No Dunks.
Oh no, Dunks.
And then there
were
girls that would wear like Converse.
What was the shoe?
There's a lot of like flats.
Was it Clarks? Was it
Clarks?
The camel looking.
The Wallabies?
Yeah, yeah. Those were big in our school.
Yeah, that's a Southern shoe. Yeah.
I could be wrong. 6 foot stilts?
Six foot stilts were huge in our home.
What are 6 foot stilts?
It's just like they would wear those huge stilts.
You ever like go to high school?
Like
they look like they're 9 feet tall.
What? Wait, no, you're lying.
You ever go to high school? You realize someone's ducking?
Yeah. Oh, and that was like.
And they have to ask you to get stuff out of their locker.
Yeah.
They were wearing stilts.
Oh, I wow, you're really like illuminating a lot for me. I had no
idea.
It
kind of takes you back into high school thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of those big, tall. There was a girl in our school who would wear those short crotch, little no pocket pants. And she came to school with like a new tattoo on her crotch of a Playboy bunny. You could see it. That's how low rise her pants were. And
What's she up to now?
I have no idea. I remember listening to her friend be like, oh my God, they were talking about the tattoo. How'd you do it? Because we were 16, 17. Yeah. How were you allowed to do it? And she was like, well, my dad owns the tattoo place.
No.
And then I was like, her dad gave her that tattoo.
Yeah.
On her fucking crotch of a Playboy bunny, which is fine. But the crotch part of it is weird.
Don't you feel like...
I think
like,
all of it's weird.
Yeah. I mean,
not to be a prude, but
you're a prude. Clay's
I'm Clay.
No, I agree. I think it's weird. I think it's weird to have your dad tattoo a Playboy bunny on your crotch for sure.
Yeah,
in high school.
In high school.
Yeah, it's especially.
I think it's weird to also allow your to say like, yeah, get the Playboy bunny. Like, I don't know. I do think though, and hear me if you let me know if you agree with me. I've been thinking about this a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Playboy bunny, the symbol, has, like, really changed. Like, the currency of the iconography of it is no longer this, like, scandalous thing. Like, no. I remember I so badly wanted a Playboy bunny tank top. Like, I wanted one that was, like, rhinestones, like the bunny, and it said like Playboy. And
oh yeah.
And I remember my mom was like, that is blasphemous. Like you can't wear that.
You're like mom, but they have really good articles.
Yeah, but like now it feels like it's like become this kind of like woke is not the right term that I'm searching for.
Overly accepted.
Yeah, it's like very it's no longer controversial at all. If anything, I feel like people are just like, yeah, Playboy, like, amazing.
We
like,
should hustlerify Playboy.
We hustlerify it?
Yeah, like, Hustler was, like, the dirtier of or, like, Penthouse.
Uh-huh. And but Hustler and Penthouse have remained strong.
Yeah, they're good brands that seem dangerous. Yeah.
Are they around still?
Playboy a few years back. Yeah, they're around. Playboy a few years back.
Rod's just pretending he doesn't know.
That's not the stuff that he's into.
Oh, yeah.
He's into the whole mags.
Yeah. Whole mag.
Yeah.
You guys don't know whole mag?
Yeah.
A few years back, Playboy decided to do not nude. Or it was like...
Yeah, we're not going to do nude. We're not going to do like centerfolds with like pussy out or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm like... I was like, you got to go the opposite direction. Go like
my house
crazy.
Like, after I heard that, my house turned into Swiss cheese, if you know what I mean.
Because you're punching holes in the wall?
Punching holes everywhere.
You were really mad.
They should go in the opposite direction. I don't know if it worked out for them. I don't even know if Playboy's still around.
They go 2X pussy?
Two of them. Two huge pussies.
They duplicate how many they're in.
Yeah.
That's how we get them back.
Mm. I remember the first time I looked at a porno mag. Finally understanding what a naked girl looked like and just going, huh. I didn't think that's what it was going to be.
Mm. Beautiful.
I would sit there and draw naked girls trying to figure out what was going on.
And how would you draw them? Could you draw one right now?
Yeah.
You would draw it?
I would go like this. I knew about tits.
Knew about tits. Yeah, so that one's obvious.
I like the idea of you doing this at the at the kitchen table, and your mom thinking he's such an artist.
He's just like really thinking. And you're just drawing two assholes.
That's
pretty much what I was doing.
I found a diary that I kept at summer camp, and I found it when I was moving recently, and it was just filled with drawings of a guy bending down to pick up soap in the shower with his dick and balls just like
that's so nice. That's nice.
I have photos that I think on my phone that I can find.
Also, the joke of like going to prison and picking up soap was so big.
Huge.
Yeah.
That was comedy for like 3 years.
Yeah,
that
it was,
one joke.
It was huge. But the dicks, my dick size was so crazy. Like I would draw thick.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Thick. Huge dicks. Huge
now,
dicks.
Now, then the first time that you like hooked up with someone where you're like, that's what that is?
I will never forget the first time I encountered a penis. And I was like, whoa.
Was it what? Had you seen one already?
Yeah, like I had seen like, well, the first penis that I ever encountered was the same boy who showed me the first porn I ever watched.
He was probably a really good guy.
Yeah, he was.
He sounds
great,
cool.
Awesome
yeah.
guy. Great, cool guy. Great
guy. Some
guy.
Stuff I need to show you.
Yeah. And the first porn I ever saw was Club Muff. And it took place in a helicopter. And it was two girls.
It's not where I thought it'd
like,
be.
Eating each other out or something. It was a girl. It was girl on girl. And
same.
There
mine was girl on girl.
But there was a guy in the helicopter like jacking off. Like cool. That was the dick I saw. Like that was that kind of dick that I saw. And the girls, what stuck with me most about the porn was the fact that they were in super thick like push down scrunch socks.
Oh, wow.
And athletic shoes.
Must have
and
been old.
It was. I think it was like either it was like from the 90s or something because it was his older brother's VHS like porn. And I just remember being like, huh, they're keeping their shoes on.
Yeah.
Because I always thought sex meant naked.
Full nude.
Yeah.
Full
you have to be fully
nude.
Naked. Yeah. Like, and that is true.
And that, you know, that's those are the rules that that I abide by in my home.
Yeah.
I say none of this. Full nude.
Mm-hmm. Fully nude.
Fully nude.
Get the socks off.
Yeah, socks off, tops
I
off.
I do. I kind of do that. Off, I tops. Do fully nude, but both of us wear
hats.
You got to wear a hat.
That's
we
important.
Wear baseball hats.
Bills yeah. forward. And both bills forward. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you glasses on, too?
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to see,
you gotta
what,
see
you're doing.
What you're working
yeah,
with.
Yeah,
see,
you yeah. do. You really do.
All right, so this is pretty much what I would draw.
Wow, that's a...
And then I was like, oh,
that's
wait,
beautiful.
There's pubic hair.
Yep. That's beautiful.
This is what I thought. You know, there'd be like different versions of that.
Tell me how you got that version of what like a labia looked like.
Because I thought a girl... Because when I was a kid, somebody said a girl's had a front butt.
Mm.
And so I thought, okay.
Okay, it's a little butt right
so
now.
So you're like, you're doing the math in your head.
Yeah,
front
he's
butt,
trying to
butt,
figure this
but
out.
It's not like that big, so maybe I can like have it be this size.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And yeah, that was like the best I could come up with.
You probably.
Huge tits.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I knew
jugs.
About those.
I knew about huge tits.
And I know what I appreciate about this drawing? Very realistic nipple placement.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh.
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, pretty good.
I was always a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am awesome, huh?
It's beautiful.
All right. Greta, this is the fashion section of the podcast, which is Clay and Rod's least favorite part.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about jeans, even though Greta has great taste in jeans. We're going to talk about these shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Which have a little heart on them.
A little heart on them.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah. You know, Whit, I think you and I would say you and I share similar fashion loves for loafers, jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Love a big leather coat.
Big time.
Love a hoodie. I mean, we're not wearing a dissimilar outfit right now.
No.
I think a loafer is the most important shoe anyone can have in their wardrobe.
Yeah, I think especially after about 27, age 27.
Because here's the thing. It says a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
It says I'm being casual, but I'm also elevated.
Mm-hmm.
You know
oh,
what
wow.
I mean? It says I'm cool.
Yeah.
This is a cool person's shoe.
oh, and you need to go somewhere kind of nice? Well, these shoes will kind of get me that in works, there. They'll yeah. let me slide.
And you know how you can look really cool? If someone's like, if you're going to some stiff fucking event where they're like, wear a suit, pop a loafer on with that.
Yeah.
Then you're relaxed.
Chill shoes.
Sometimes you see a guy, this is a men's problem, but you see a guy with petite feet,
mm-hmm.
and he has a loafer, and like, you know, the jeans are all right, and you're like, oh, that looks cool. And you shop for loafers, and they look like fucking Frankenstein shoes.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of loafer are you looking at?
A little footed guy and some Doc Martens
works
better.
It doesn't
better.
Even matter. It's just like, even if I got the exact one, it would be, once you like put them on, you're like, oh, that's the guy I saw had the tiniest feet I've ever seen on a man.
Well, you're looking for Michael Jackson. It's
like yeah,
it's
Michael Jackson had like a slim, he
less
had a slim
of a
outline.
Short foot, more of a skinny. I have a very skinny foot. Like, it's like thin to where there's my shoes
wiggling around in there.
My toes go to the top of the shoe, but they're never tight.
Yeah, yeah, you got space.
These are some thick-footed boys.
Yeah, and if you like Michael Jackson, which we all do,
we love him.
Love him.
Hee-hee.
Always share a bed.
You always share a bed, Applehead.
You like that sleek silhouette of like, you know, like the high water pants that are slim and whatever.
With a sock.
And then my chunky ass tries it, and I go, I'm gonna put on some skate shoes and some Dickies.
But no. See, that looks nice on you.
Yeah, that's the Tatum way. But also, you can pull off loafers.
You could wear a loafer.
Yeah, I could probably wear a loafer, but it's just like
you
in
have
my
loafers.
The way that I in my head, I it just doesn't.
Are these loafers?
No.
What would you call these shoes?
I would call that has a name. It's like, hold on.
Low top boot.
No, it's like a there's like some a
in my head.
Name
if I see
that.
Docs, no matter what they are, they're boots in my head.
Hold
I call
on,
them
I'm
boots.
Gonna, I'm gonna low.
A low top boot.
They're called something.
Low top. Flapjacks.
Well, they're called flapjacks. Yeah.
Rod, I've never seen you in a pair of nice shoes. What's going on?
Oh, I just do a
you
lot.
You always
of,
need running shoes so you can run away.
No, I just
cops.
Do a lot of walking, yeah, exactly. So I need like a shoe I could walk in.
You what can't. If you go to a wedding?
I have a nice pair of shoes for a wedding.
What kind of shoe do you wear to a wedding? I mean, this is saying
just
sorry.
Like a,
this is really quickly. This is saying that they're describing these shoes as a boot. They're as a derby low rise boot.
Derby boot.
That's what I would call
I have like a pair of shoes like that, and then I have like a pair of loafers.
Okay. Yeah. The worst type of shoe that a guy can wear is those like pointy little pointy shoes with the laces on them.
And or the pointy shoes that stop, they have a flat.
Oh,
yeah.
It's called
part of
a square toe.
Square toe.
A square toe is that is a massive red flag, honey. You need to be running for the hills. And the lace-up shoe that you're talking about, now that to me, you can tell a lot about a person wearing that. You know, that person like at one point was an aspiring artist. And like you could probably find them like old YouTube videos of them, you know, like earnestly singing, wearing
a ukulele, some suspenders,
that's or like nice. And like a long T-shirt.
Oh, that kind of
like
guy,
heathered out. You know what I mean?
And the like long the, shirt. Glad that's over.
The Talty? Shoe is like a matte color. Like it's a matte finish. You know, it's not good.
No, not a tall tee, Rod.
Not
the,
a tall
tee. The long, the Dave Chappelle like style shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible. I'm so stoked that's over. That guy, though, has been replaced by like streetwear guy. Now that I think popular culture is like the go to is like streetwear and like thrifting like a shirt with a NASCAR on it.
I just like, I'm cool with whatever. Well, the one thing I'm not cool with is the fanny pack across the chest.
You don't, the cross
body. I don't like that. I don't like that.
People at casinos.
Kids
do
are
that.
Doing that.
It's like it's a new thing. It's like I don't.
20-year-olds do that.
And yet, listen to Ron. He knows about kids.
Yeah.
Just do it when I see him. Yeah.
Yeah. When we know
he catalogs pretty well these things, these
you
people.
You should like the fanny pack crossbody because it gives you easier access to the ass.
Yep.
Oh, and he also, when you explain why you're on the ground, you're like, oh, I thought I'd drop my.
Yeah.
You dropped your fanny pack.
The fanny pack across body really gets you going.
You know it's chock full of condoms.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. And I respect that.
Yeah.
But I think it looks goofy, and I think people need to stop it.
Safe sex is out, would you say? I don't think people are doing it anymore.
And you always
was
say
it
that.
Ever in? Yeah. I know.
And
you know,
Rod, Whit's only saying that because he believes in the nuclear family and he thinks more people need to have kids.
More people are getting pregnant than ever, and I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that needs. It's just
it
funny.
It ruins the trad lifestyle that you're.
Well,
condoms.
When we were kids, I feel like there was a lot of like panic about STDs and getting girls pregnant and stuff. Now I'm like, is that even a stress for them anymore?
They gotta think about fentanyl.
Well, wasn't there a whole thing how like teens are now like completely desexualized? Like they're so not interested in fucking at all that they're like so not horny and they're all just like, nah, I'm good. Like I don't need to have sex.
Yeah, I think so. I think it had something to do with the pandemic. Maybe there was a study that said like kids are having sex less than ever.
That was a study from Rod, right?
Yeah.
Just all that I was obsessed with in high school was like having like hooking up.
Yeah, it ruined my life.
Yeah, that was it. I don't know what I would have thought about if I had any other thoughts.
Probably would have thought about how to write a song with more than three chords in it.
Greta, can I ask us a question?
Yeah.
Did you have Whit over for Thanksgiving?
I did.
Did he stink up your place with ham?
Yeah. It was so stinky.
Yeah.
It was so stinky.
But it was
good.
The
place was stinky.
Imagine how my house was.
Well, you know what? I woke up to the next day. I woke up to Abe, my dear sweet husband. First thing he said, do we have any of that ham?
I should have left you some.
And I said, I know we don't. And he was like, what? And I was like, we don't have any of that ham. And
there is something about life where girls like Barbies, boys like ham.
Boys like ham.
I mean,
that's just like how you. That's if
look,
you,
you said
explain.
It first. Mm-hmm. It's true. I remember as a child, I saw boys eating ham, and I said, "That's a real boy."
Yeah, and you'd probably like some turkey meat with some salt and pepper sprinkled on.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely take the turkey meat and sprinkle salt and pepper on it. Yeah, yeah.
That's a girl thing.
Yeah, that's how girls prepare their their deli meat.
Mm-hmm. Their deli.
Yeah.
Well, I ate that ham for 4 more days. Nothing, only every meal was ham.
That ham was delicious.
It was good. I had to throw it away because
how long did you wait for it?
What do you mean? Oh, I waited 2 hours in line for the ham. And it was worth it.
Yeah. It really was worth it.
But it was a great Thanksgiving. I do feel like I peer pressured you into getting into the hot tub.
No, I that was the best time of my life.
Well, okay. You sound like Rod.
Yeah.
Why would you peer pressure me? I was the one that said, let's get in the hot tub.
I have the tendency to have my heart on my sleeve, and I feel like everybody could tell that I was really thinking everybody was going to get into the hot tub. And later that night, I was like, do you think Greta just got in there because she knew how much it meant to me?
Right.
And even if I did do that, wouldn't that just make me a good friend?
You are a good friend. Oh, yeah.
That's very
but
sweet.
But also, I was relaxing in that hot tub we were in there for like 30 minutes.
And you gotta wash up the ham sweat that you've been putting
in
all day.
I do. In my mind, if I take like a crazy hot bath after I eat a lot of bad food, I'm melting the food in my stomach.
Yeah, you think you gotta get out of bed and you see that oily film
scientific.
On
scientific.
Yeah.
That's what you think?
Well, that really does happen with ham, where you're sweating ham.
It melts right out of you.
Yeah.
The hot tub, you should have smelled the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
It's ham soup in there.
It smells like hot dog water.
What was your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
It's a great crew. Well, I got to say, giving those kids the easy cheese for the first time was pretty nice.
That was nice.
Your niece really took a liking.
Yeah,
to
she
it.
Enjoyed it.
And the photos were great. They got disposable cameras. Greta and Abe gave the kids disposable cameras, which is like crazy for these little kids.
Yeah, they were losing their minds.
And they were taking photos all night and we were making fun of them about how bad the photos were. And then Greta just showed me the photos and they're like really good.
Right, pretty good.
Half of them though are just photos of the wall.
Yeah,
there are some photos that are just the wall and like they didn't understand the concept of a flash that like you need to like hold the little button down to, like,
you gotta
get
charge
flash
it up
going,
you gotta hear
and, like,
it
yeah
so that was a whole thing. But
watching them realize that they had run out of photos
it was devastating
because they
it's never happened to them in their
never.
Life
nowadays. Never happened ever they could not compute what was happening.
The cheese was fun. Probably just hanging out. I don't know. Hanging out with Your husband Abe is always a blast.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Bob, your buddy Bob, is a blast.
Yeah,
But the food was
great. These are old fashioned names.
Abe and Bob.
Abe and Bob.
I know. We're and Eddie, like Abe, yeah. Bob, Eddie, Greta. Sounds like
Cheers.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Does kind of sound like a Cheers,
Patty.
And then we have Gianna, who kind of swoops in with that very sexy, exotic name. So she kind of thwarts the whole thing. My brother, Ethan, has a very modern name.
Yeah. Your brother's like 80 years old, but he looks basically 26.
Yep.
He's 80 years old?
My 80-year-old brother.
Wow. What's his secret? How's he got that young
he's pure.
Face on him?
He's pure.
Oh, from being pure.
A water.
Yeah, he's a virgin. He has two kids and he's a virgin.
Wow, that's impressive.
No, you know, my brother has never drank and never smoked.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
So he's a virgin.
That's a secret then.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Where I'm over here fucking wrecking this fucking thing.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Having all my pals over.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, it was so nice. I love I'm like a sucker for the holidays, because I do, like, now that I, and you might feel me because your mom, you know, mm-hmm. Now that our moms are in
dead as dirt,
dead as doornails.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like we kind of get to sort of write our own holiday traditions.
For sure. Yeah, it was nice for me. It meant, oh, cool, I don't got to see a whole section of my family or feel pressured to see them. Yeah. But I don't go back home, really. I'm going for this Christmas, but...
I mean, I haven't been back home for the holidays in 7 years.
Yeah.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
My wife's mom came over, and we were like, we didn't want to bring a mom around to other places, so we had an at-home Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we ate around 2 p.m.
Wow.
And did you let your mother-in-law know? We're not trying to, because of you, we're not hanging out with our friends.
We sat her down, and it was like, you need to listen up, because we got about 5 minutes of things to tell you.
Did she cook?
Nope. Well, it's just, we ate so early because I was smoking a turkey leg, and I was like, this is going to take all day. It took an hour.
Really?
Doesn't seem like it'd take all day.
Well, you're supposed to slow cook it, but you smoke it. You normally smoke it in like a smoker, like an offset where the flame's over here and the smoke's over here. I have a Weber kettle that I...
you don't have the avocado. You don't have the egg, the green egg.
I don't have the egg. I just have like a $30 grill, but you can, if you put all the coals on one side and then the meat on the other side, you're not cooking it directly, so it does take a long time, but you can't manage the heat. So the heat went over the temperature that it was supposed to be at, so it was a quicker cook.
And so that's why
now we're
leg?
Eating at 2 p.m. The turkey legs were very good, but the skin was very tough, so you had to rip that
off.
And it was crispy and garlicky and buttery, and with a salty little after.
I can't.
Will only
it.
Likes to talk about ham. Like it's the only food he likes to talk about.
I don't like talking about any. I'm not ever telling you describe, about skin. I'm not telling you about textures.
You
I'm
would
just
not
saying,
like the movie Thanksgiving. Let me tell you that.
Wait, you have to understand. The skin was too tough and garlicky.
As soon as you start using words like tender, buttery.
It had a
you
don't moist like
buttery?
Core.
Crispy. I'm like,
buttery
get,
is
get
a no.
At.
What if I was like, oh, this buttery croissant?
That's okay because it's not about. Meat. I don't like the.
He doesn't like the.
It disgusts me to think about like the preparation of food.
So there's no yes chef for you, is what you're saying.
You're talking about the bear?
No. Or the bear,
just
or
in
I'm
general.
Just talking about just in general.
No, I want there to be the bear is obviously a good show, but I think I should be in the bear and I should play a dumb hick who hates food.
Yeah.
Who goes in there and he's maybe like one of the characters'
cousins?
Ex-boyfriends or cousins. Yeah. He's like, I fucking hate food. I hate what you represent. I think it needs
you have a whole you have like a whole character arc. The whole episode's about you.
You walk in there and you're like, what the? I fucking hate food. I'm not. I don't want to eat in this goddamn place.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell, you old knucklehead? Not, but I'm like interested in where Jeremy Allen White got his white shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
show me that. I'm interested in that.
Wait, let's go show me
that.
Wait, what's going
you
on
better
here?
Take out that tag.
In the bear?
That white shirt. I've seen like four articles on that.
So
it's
people are obsessed.
It's this beautiful white tee that is very expensive, but people are just obsessed with it. But it's like, buddy, you got to look like him. Mm. That's the secret to that shirt.
Because he got ripped.
Well, he's ripped, and he also just wears a shirt, right?
Right.
How do you all feel about steroids?
I love them. I want it in every sport.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that there should be one player on every team in every sport who's allowed to do as many steroids, whatever enhancing drugs that they want.
And then you get to pull them out for X amount of time.
Yeah, you pull them out once a game.
And they can only play for like 1 minute.
Everybody loses their shit.
Yeah.
They're like, holy shit.
But remember when there was like that home run thing where
people
were trying to get the
most.
Uh-huh.
They were trying to get the most home run. It was up to two people.
McGuire and Sosa.
And they both had steroids things.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, they were big.
I mean, Mark McGuire, right? Wasn't that his name? Mark? Yeah. He looked crazy.
He
looked
absolutely insane.
But that was like. Man. That was like the news of the year.
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
that was so good.
No one talks about baseball. So that's why I think people need to bring it back.
I do agree with you. Baseball needs steroids for anyone to care.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love baseball.
You do?
No.
Is it because you get to see their asses in those little pants?
No, Brad, they got them hot asses.
It's just baseball like a fun thing. It's a fun, relaxing.
Oh, I like baseball.
And their little jock straps.
Yeah.
That's a male thong.
Yeah. Baseball is great because you can be chunky and play.
You can be chunky and play, and that is beautiful.
Yeah. I like to lounge at a baseball game, have mm-hmm. a hot dog.
Oh yeah,
these are all the fun things
about
baseball.
Have a little cocktail and relax. But you know what? I really don't like how long it is. You know, I really don't. But now they've changed the rules, so
It's
a little bit faster.
Yeah,
dude. So I went to a baseball game for my friend's birthday when I was probably like 7 years old. We had one of them booths where you were like. You had your own section. They brought us snacks and food and stuff. And I threw a pretzel out of the booth.
Mm.
And it hit some guy in the shoulder. It was a little pretzel, not like a big bread pretzel. And the dude looked back, and I was like, and I hid. And the dude walked up to the booth, knocked on the door, and said, "Hi, I want to let you know that one of these kids in here threw a pretzel at me." And then I got in all this trouble.
Imagine being a grown-ass man.
Imagine doing that to somebody.
Who cares?
Yeah. A pretzel. It's like the
but
littlest
thing. It makes so much
thing.
Sense as a kid of like, of course he's going to try to get to the bottom of this and spend half his day making sure that justice is served with this pretzel. But now as a grown-ass man, when I go to baseball games here, so many fights break out.
Yeah.
Tension is high, and so listen. Actually, for that reason, sometimes I don't like going to baseball games. I get people talk to me and they tell me I look like Gavin McGinnis.
What?
Really?
That's the last thing that happened to me.
Baseball games.
People say you look like Gavin McGinnis.
It's because I'm sort of hipsterish, and these people, very blue collar people, who their only entertainment is, you know. Whatever Gavin McGinnis has going on. And so when they see these glasses and they tell me, and I'm like, I understand what
people are sending me heads, every week. Somebody sends me a photo of a guy with a beard and glasses and said, "Dude, I thought this was Clay."
Yeah.
And it's just a man with a beard and some glasses.
You know,
on.
You do have that kind of face, so you got to be careful that you don't get put in a lineup. Someone could say, "That's the guy."
Exactly.
That's him.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, somebody will accuse you, "Oh, that's the guy who was being awesome sauce."
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
All right, Greta, last question. You kind of are like all of the comedy scene's hookup when it comes to cool stuff, like a nice place to go, a trip, a cool restaurant, you know what I mean?
That's
like
really nice.
A nice place you could buy something, like a dress or something. a cool hairstylist.
Wait, keep on going. Yeah. You're on a roll.
This is really nice stuff.
This is a cool fucking...
This is a cool pen. Pencil.
Cool pencil. Pen or pencil.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pencil.
Rug.
You have good taste is what I was saying.
That's really nice.
But when I think of you, other than that you have a hot tub, which is like the first thing that comes to my mind, I've seen a lot of, I've even texted you, like, where are you? Because I saw a photo of you, like, on a beach somewhere. The question I had is, what's the best water you've ever swam in? And the clearest water you've ever swam in your whole life?
Okay, well, those are two different answers.
Okay, that's fine.
The best water to swim in.
Okay. You might be sweat off that it's not clear, is what I'm thinking.
No, the best water to swim in isn't that clear, but
well, no, the best water to swim in. Well, here, okay,
for you
hold
personally,
on. I'm going to tell you. Let me break this down for a second. The water is clear, but I think when some people in their mind, when you think about clear water, you're going Caribbean.
No, yeah. I've only swam in clear water once.
Where?
In my whole life. It was in Baja. What was that one place that we went to? We traveled 2 hours
Todos
north.
Todos Santos?
2 hours north of Todos Santos. Anyways, it was like a little like...
It
was like a cove type area, and there was shallow water for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was that was the first time I was like... There is clear water out there. Because every beach I go to
Clay
is like
stop
pond scum.
I was like, buddy, like, that's the ocean,
that's
man.
Still ocean.
I know, but
he's
still.
Like, he said, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, and I drank it all.
Yeah.
Love that.
All right, go off.
So this water, my favorite water to swim in, and this water is clear, but it's a gorgeous, like, deep blue. Like, it's like sometimes it's so gorgeous and deep, it looks like it's royal blue or, like, deep navy blue.
Sounds like a water park.
It's the Aegean.
The Aegean?
Yeah.
What's that?
The Aegean Sea.
What the? Never even heard of it.
It's the sea where a majority of the Grecian islands are.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where the Cycladic islands are.
You're still never, saying words, and
a lot
I don't
of
know,
these words
I don't know where on the
Cycladic,
map.
Cycladic, Aegean.
So if you're in like Mykonos, okay, that's on the Aegean Sea. All
right.
Okay. If I'm in Mykonos,
but you know,
am I the only one that still doesn't know where I am on the map? Yeah.
I know Greece. I'm in Greece.
Greece.
Okay. Greece.
You're in the country of Greece.
Uh huh.
And you're in Athens, okay? And you're going down to the port.
That does remind me of Georgia, but I won't
and
let...
Look, I got arrested in Athens, Georgia. Uh-huh. So
what
that.
The? Hold up. Sidebar. Where? Why?
Well, we were underage drinking. We were visiting a friend at UGA. And the cops came and, like, literally... We were outside.
I'd just like to note once that Rod got really excited when you said underage.
I just
drinking.
Did this
because
yeah.
And
cool.
You think it's because of the word drinking? No, it was because of the word underage. Please continue.
Well, so I should correct this. I was able to like talk myself out of it, but my other friend did get arrested, and that night we had to go to a bail bondsman to get her out.
Cool.
Oh wow.
And I had a t-shirt for the longest time that said like the name's Bondsman, James Bail Bondsman.
Oh wow.
And it was Damn. Really funny.
It's from there?
And I mean I'm sure I could find that you bail bondsman, gotta. But it was $750 to pay this bail bondsman.
Okay.
And I just remember with my friend being so wasted and trying to navigate an ATM machine and both of us realizing collectively that we did not have $750 like in
that's
our,
a lot of that's like
yeah
that's like a one bedroom in Athens, Georgia now.
I mean it could have been $550 for all I know, but for some reason it $750 feels emotionally right.
Yeah.
And we realized that like we did not have the money to bail our friend out of holding or whatever, and it was awful. We were like crying at an ATM being like, "Our friend is going to jail." And like, and this was a friend who actually, when I did get arrested / cited in Arizona, the friend that got arrested in Georgia was got off. And when we got arrested in Arizona, it was because we were walking and the cops like shined flashlights in our faces. And was like, have you guys been drinking? And I immediately was like, yeah. And I also took a Xanax. And my friend was like, no, even though my friend did exactly what I did. They let her go and they arrested my ass.
You can't be honest.
You
with
can't
you
got
to
lie.
No, and then
you
I had to go
lie.
To like all those counseling. You know, you have to go to like the counseling stuff. Yeah. And when you're in the counseling stuff, you're there with people that have like really legit problems.
Yeah. But okay, so when did the guy get out of jail?
So then my friend got out of jail like the next morning.
And it's like you almost wasted $750
for them to just take a nap in a jail cell for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never bail your friend out.
I don't even know how bail works because it doesn't get you out of anything. It just gets you out of holding, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It gets you out of holding, but like with that kind of thing, like you're really just getting a ticket. So like you have two options. You can either pay the ticket or you can like go to court and they can be like, you're going to pay $100. Then you have to do whatever amount of community service. I don't know. Yeah, it's all just a fucking
My ticket. Dad tried to get into the bail bonds. Business and it was no fun.
Yeah,
lasted about a couple of months
because you're dealing with criminals.
Yep,
who belong in prison for drugs.
Which is why you should flee and move to Athens, Greece, and swim in the Aegean Sea.
Aegean Sea, best water. Best because water it's to warm. Swim.
Can I say something?
No, what?
It sounds like you're going to a Aegean Sea. Can I say
a
that?
A GNC.
Yeah, where you buy
a
pill.
A GNC. Oh, yeah, vitamins. To buy vitamins.
So.
A GNC.
That might be a thing that they might want
to
clear
up. GNC is my favorite water to swim in because it is not too warm. It is very refreshing. Like, you get into it and you feel like you're reborn. And it's, like, salty enough that you feel, like, buoyant. Mm. And, like, it's just, there aren't sharks in it either. Their sea life is, like, very, like, beautiful and minimal. And, like, I don't know. The water is just perfect. Like, because you get in the water, and I like to get in the water, and I like to be a little scared. You know what I mean? I like to be like, ooh, I'm going to be cold. And then I like to jump in, and then I immediately like to be like, wow, I'm alive, you know? Right. So for me, that's why I love swim. That's why I love to swim in that water. Now, to answer your question about the most beautiful water, I got to say, I'm going to tip my hat to the Caribbean. I'm going to go with St. Barts, because when I was in St. Barts, that water, that's a bath, honey. That is a crystal clear bath.
Yeah.
And like, I saw the ocean floor lined with like orange and pink and red starfish. It was like something in The Little Fucking Mermaid. I felt like I was on acid when I was
that. That's what I want
there. Mm-hmm. And it is like so clear, like it the clearest for, and it doesn't matter how deep you are, which is what's crazier. It's like the depth doesn't matter because you're just looking. It's like a pool. Mm. It's insane.
That's what I want. I don't want refreshing water. I want to feel like I'm swimming in piss.
That's the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's what
and
I want.
And that's also like, if you're like the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that's how we kind of where we're from is it feels like you're swimming in
but
piss.
But you could barely see like 2 inches in
when
front
we were
of you.
Kids, you could see through the water a little better. But nowadays,
I mean, the scariest water I've ever swam in, and by swam in, I mean walked in to pee, was in Panama City, Florida.
Oh, well, yeah.
That water, I'm shocked it didn't get a staph infection.
Because it's like Panama
City's
pretty gross.
It's shit brown. No, it's literally like, it looks like
old
coffee.
If you tell Rod something is shit brown, he's going to put on his running shoes.
Yeah, go.
I'll check out Panama City, yeah.
Pinching off logs in that water.
Whoa. There's so much cum in the fucking shoreline of Panama City.
This is so nasty.
It's fucking disgusting.
Get pregnant from that.
Yeah.
But, and our hometown's a little nicer than that, but. But, I mean, there was times when we were kids and it was very clear. You know, there's oil spill. It's a whole mess of a... But, I mean, it's like apparently there's something in that water that's making people to where they got to chop their legs off and stuff.
Yeah, we almost had a friend's mom
like swam in the water and it ruined her life because
like
she had
a
cut
bacteria.
On her leg. Yeah.
Any of gang.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Greta.
Well, let's all run
chilling,
a yacht.
Huh, for the next little while.
Yeah.
You're done doing all your big... shows and everything.
Look,
you're gonna go to Greece.
If anybody on listening to this is like, this girl seems chill, I mean, was she particularly funny?
Yeah,
maybe.
No, you're boss.
Was she just on here chatting? Sure.
No, you're absolutely awesome sauce.
Yeah, you're boss sauce.
Follow me on Instagram.
Gertie Bird, probably a nickname from her youth.
It is. It absolutely is. Follow me on the Instagram. Follow me at Gertie Bird, okay? I post. I occasionally post. Sometimes I don't post. But here's what I will say. If you're going to follow me, I need you to commit for life.
Yeah.
Like, follow me and just be good with that decision and don't unfollow me.
Be an active follower too.
Yes,
engage.
Participate.
Likes, comment.
I want to know if you found me from this podcast. Tell me. And also, like, I am going to be going on a tour in 2024. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe if you're in the Pacific Northwest or in Minneapolis, you could come and see
me. Oh, people will be popping off in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, Greta. When is that? Like March?
Yeah.
Cool. Get ready.
Get ready,
maybe. People in Minnesota in March, you're not going to want to be outside.
You're going to be wanting inside.
You're
going to
be inside watching
gonna be
comedy.
Warm with me inside.
Yeah.
That's right.
So see Greta in March.
Yeah. When at the unknown date. But, you know.
In the future.
In the future.
She'll be there.
Thank you for listening and thank you for doing it, Greta.
Hey, thanks for having me anytime.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi everyone, wasn't that a great interview, gang? we don't have much for this outro.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Clay, play, just play right now, video and audio. Play the video of the three little brothers who are playing the wonderful song, and the one guy's going, hoo-ha!
Okay.
And listen to this, enjoy this, and subscribe to the Patreon if you want to see what this is.
Right. So, gang, here it is. What did MTV do? Now, you're about to...
The world premiere of the three little guys singing the song where the one guy goes, hoo-ha!
Goodbye, gang.